But even the face looks so totally different.
Well, it's anyway.
Your family is funny.
It's. I said it's hysterical, and they said no, it's historical.
Well.
It's. Anyway, they're driving me nuts.
I'm glad the baby's doing good.
Call the committee of the whole to order. Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge? Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Milani?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Approval of December 16, 2019, committee to home minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Intergovernmental agreement with Will County's emergency telephone system.
I'll entertain a motion to recommend the Village Board to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the Will County Emergency Telephone System and the Village of Orland Park in the development of common definitions, database designs, and metadata standards to facilitate mutual sharing of data sets and review their GIS programs, and to authorize the Village Manager to execute the agreement upon approval of the Board.
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions on this? Call the roll.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Motion carries.
151st Street, Phase 3 Engineering Services.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to recommend to the Village Board to approve the proposal from Baxter and Woodman LTD for the 151st Street Improvements Phase 3 Construction Engineering Services in an amount not to exceed $396,928, and move to recommend the Village Board to approve $30,000 as a line item in Baxter and Woodman's contract as contingency funds, which shall only be used by prior authorization from the Village Manager, and I move to authorize the Village Manager to execute the agreement with Baxter and Woodman LTD pending the Village Attorney review in a total not to exceed the amount of $426,928.
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments on this? So, George, I do have a couple of questions on this. So I looked at this, and I know we talked about it a little bit today, and I know we chose the person with the, or the company with the lowest average hourly rate, but not the lowest total amount of professional fees. I saw what the evaluation criteria was, and what I didn't see was the evaluation criteria, how we got to the four that we interviewed, and then what the final results of those evaluation criteria. We're just seeing the final recommendations. So, could you talk to me a little bit about that? And I think in the future we need to see how we got to who we interview, as well as how we chose who we got using that evaluation criteria.
Sure. So, just from the overall standpoint of the contract, if you the recommended lowest responsible proposer is the one that has the lowest average hourly rate. And that's that the number of hours is based on an actual our historical for something like this in this project. And maybe, Prashid, you can talk about the number of hours.
So staff looked at the number of hours that would require for a project like this based on our experience, but we also looked at the recently completed project for our 147 and Ravinia Avenue roundabout, which had roadway work as well as roundabout, some utility work, and landscaping work. Based on that, we came up with the conclusion that we need about 3,200 hours to complete a project like this on 151st Avenue. And then we compared that, how that compares to the consultants that submitted their hours. And the hours that were in the 3,100 to 3,300 hours, that's what we looked at, that was more comparable to what the project would require.
Well, okay, that's great, except that Christopher Burke only had 2,200 hours and they were included in the interview. So makes sense for the other interviews, but not for that one. So I guess that's where I would...
So the three members of the committee, we looked at their fees, of course, but we also, the other items we looked at is the project manager, resident engineer's experience of similar projects, their experience with working with IDOT, where federal funding was available, and then how they have helped in their past with other municipalities in working with change orders that sometimes generated in these projects, and how did they handle those. Those were our criteria that we used to come up with the short list of the project that, or short list of the firms that was shortlisted. One of the reasons for Christopher Burke was that Christopher Burke did phase one and phase two engineering on this project, so they had a very long history on the project that went in their favor of their project manager and the firms being shortlisted for the interviews.
So I guess what I would want to see before I vote on a recommendation is I'd like to see how they stacked up on the evaluation criteria, which are laid out here to choose the interviews, and then also how they stack up after the interviews based on that criteria and how that was selected. And then at the board meeting, we could approve it. My recommendation to the board, if they would be okay with that, is to forward this without recommendation until we see those evaluation criteria. I have no issues with Baxter and Woodman being chosen. I trust that you've made solid decisions here, but I do think since we have a criteria here, we should see that.
It's not a problem. We can
sure. So would there be a forwarding, and as part of the Board of Trustees agenda, we would include the criteria listing, is there?
Correct, and it wouldn't be on the consent agenda.
Got it.
Is there anyone here that has an issue with that?
No.
What's that? Yeah, so I would, I'll entertain a motion, I'll entertain an amendment to the motion to move this forward to the Village Board of Trustees without a recommendation, pending the evaluation criteria being included in our notes.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll on, are there any comments on the amendment? Call the roll on the amendment.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. And now, are there any comments on the amended motion? Any other comments or questions? Could you please call the roll on the amended motion?
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Motion carries. That's it. Are there any non-scheduled citizens that wish to speak at the committee of the whole? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.